Hi, this is Omar Jasmali here. We are Space Agency Specimen Likely Decryption Note for Dr. Maher Elder Data Services with January 24, 2012 and I'm Decryption Note 4. Gabriel McCurdy, it's GABRIELLE space MCEADDY. Date of birth of this patient is October 6, 1943, is 10061943 period. The primary physician of the patient, Dr. Valerie Albert Abbott. Please copy the information paper on a patient on August 9, 2012. Renan Pragov, Cardiac Cardiac Renan Pragov. Reason for visit is a follow up appointment. Renan Pragov. Dear colleague, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. McCurdy in our cardiac care today, who is a very pleasant 69 years old African female with a past medical history significant for hypertension, CVA, GERD, osteoarthritis, and lumbar stenosis. Period. Following her last visit, on which patient was cleared for a scheduled laminectomy, patient had was admitted to the hospital because of development of DVT complicated by pulmonary embolism following the procedure. Period. Patient was kept in the hospital for 3 months. Period. In last December, patient had another episode of TIA. Period. Patient also had an episode of chest pains, which was relieved by taking nitrostat. Period. On her, she is in our clinic today for a follow-up appointment. On today's visit, patient. Was doing fine, period. Her only complaint was occasional shortness of breath, so that exertion, period. And the last, she denied any chest pains other than that one episode that she had in December, period. She also denied any orthopnea and PND, period. Patient also denied any palpitation or dizziness, pain scale because simple attacks, period. Patient also denied any leg pains or any leg swelling. Period. Patient said that she is complying with all of her medication following her primary physician regularly. Break off. Test medical history. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, CVA, with a recent TIA, GERD, osteoarthritis, lumbar stenosis, and congestive heart failure with ejection fraction of 40 to 45%. Period. Past surgical history. Past surgical history of this patient is significant for lab band surgery for morbid obesity and laminectomy in September 2012. Social history, patient currently denies smoking or drinking alcohol or using any illicit drug, but has a smoking history of 8 years. Family history. Family history of this patient is non-contributory. Allergies. Patient is allergic to penicillin and codeine. Current medication. Number one, MDRO 30 milligram TID. Number two, Neurontin. 300 milligrams TID. Number next is Coumadin 3 milligram QD. Number next is Nitrosat 0.4 milligram PRN. Next is Simvastatin 20 milligram QHS. Next is Cymbalta CYMBALTA 30 milligram QD. Next is KDUR 20 milli equivalent QD. And last is Tecturna TEKTURNA 300/25 milligrams QRD. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination. Preparation of the patient was 140 by 82 mmHg, pulse is 70, varies 259, and height is 5 feet 9 inches. Period. First, please copy normal temperature of examination. Paragraph diagnostic tests. Number one. Number one is echocardiogram. Patient and echocardiogram on September 19, 2012. We showed ejection fraction 40 to 45%. Period. There was left ventricle was found to have increased thickness and moderately reduced systolic function. Period. A right ventricle was found to be moderately increased in size, and a right ventricle systolic function was also assessed to be moderately depressed. Period. There was severe right atrial dilatation and with an elevated right atrial pressure, period. There was no evidence of any pericardial effusion, period. Number next, lab chemistries. Patient most recent lab chemistries were done on December 22, 2012, it shows sodium of 143, WBC of 7.6, hemoglobin of 10.8. Pre-scopy, renovascular ultrasound studies, arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the lower upper extremities. Sleep studies, stress test, segmental labia, CT head without contrast, MAGA scan, MRI of the neck, MRI of head without contrast. From page 203 of patient on August 9, 2012, please add EKG. Patient had an EKG on today's visit, which showed a ventricular rate of 73 beats per minute, period. EKG showed a normal axis with a sinus rhythm pattern, period. Next paragraph is plan number one. Number one, coronary disease. Patient has multiple risk factors for coronary disease, period. Patient had an episode of chest pain in December, which was relieved by taking nitrostat, period. Since the patient's complaints are consistent with cardiac chest pain, so we have scheduled her for a stress test, period. We are going to follow up with her results on her next visit and then manage her cardiac, period. In the meanwhile, we have advised patient to take all of her current medication regularly and keep following her primary physician too, period. We have also advised patient, recommended patient to resume taking aspirin 81 milligrams every day, period. Number next is CVA. Patient's past medical history is significant for two episodes of CVA, period. Patient had another episode of TIA in December 2012, period. We have advised patient to get a carotid ultrasound to assess the patency of her carotid vasculature, period. We need to follow up with the result on an X-ray and manage it accordingly, period. Next is CHF. On patient's last echocardiogram, ejection fraction found to be 40 to 45%, period. She was also found to she was also going to some shortness of breath with exertion, period. So we are going to repeat an echocardiogram to reassess her ejection fraction, period. We are going to follow up with the test on next visit and manage her accordingly, period. In the meanwhile, we have advised patient to take all of her current medication regularly and to take a low salt, low fat diet, period. Next is hypertension. Patient's past medical history is significant for hypertension, period. Blood pressure of the patient of 140 by 82 millimeter mercury, period. The blood pressure of the patient is well controlled, so we are going to manage her on the same medication regime without making any changes to it, period. We are going to repeat her blood pressure on her next visit and manage her accordingly, period. Please add cardiopharmacogenomics to the list of assessment plan. We need a flag up. Thank you very much for allowing us to take care of Ms. McCarty. Period. We are going to follow up with her in 1 month's time, unless needed sooner, with the results of a test. Period. We have also provided her with a phone number she can reach us with any questions and concerns. Period. In the meanwhile, we have advised her to take all of her current medication regularly, keep following her primary care physician. Period. Thank you very much, Mr. Omar Jasmali. UMER space EGAZ space MLK, a division of Dr. Maher, all of the board certifications and our dictation. Thank you. Thank you.